Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 803. Listen and learn from successful athletes by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, today's author is boxing coach Ross Enamite. You can find him and his videos on Instagram at Ross Training. You can also find us on there. We have pictures of us hosts, some quotes, and we do book giveaways there. You can find us on Instagram at Old Podcast. Now, it's the middle of the week, so we're due for an inspirational quote, and I just so happened to bump into a quote that's perfect for today's topic. And so the title of the post I'm about to read to you is Listen and Learn from Successful Athletes. All right, so check this out. Quote, "Wisdom is the reward for listening over a lifetime." Anonymous. One more time, wisdom is the reward for listening over a lifetime. Now, not to toot my own horn here, but I hope that by listening to this show, you feel like you're learning a lot. By listening, you're getting to hear from experts in the field, not just me, of course, but you're hearing from authors who are experts in their respective fields, and you get to learn directly from them. And if we continue listening to experts in the field and actually take to heart what they're saying and maybe even practice what they preach, these are shortcuts in life. But before I spoil this entire post, let me stop talking. Let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Listen and Learn from Successful Athletes by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. In a recent entry, I highlighted an amazing yoga practitioner despite having no interest in yoga. Today, I will do something similar by discussing one of the greatest distance runners of all time. I may not have any interest in distance running, but that doesn't mean I can't benefit by studying the habits of an all-time great. Haile Gebrselassie is a legendary runner who won multiple world championships as well as 2 Olympic gold medals. His success did not come by accident, though. Throughout his career, Haile was known for a tremendous work ethic. He also understood the significance of confidence and mental preparation. Many of his beliefs are actually quite similar to those that I instill upon athletes I train in an entirely different sport. Learning to succeed. One of the biggest mistakes that an athlete can make is to disregard the methods and beliefs that athletes from different sports have used to succeed. In other words, you don't need to be a runner to benefit and learn from Haile Gebrselassie. Regardless of your event, I'm guessing that many of his beliefs will be pertinent to your sport as well. Successful athletes and coaches typically share plenty in common. A perfect example can be seen through the words below. When asked what it takes to win, Haile offered the following. Quote, "You need 3 things to win. Discipline, hard work, and before everything maybe, commitment. No one will make it without those 3. Sport teaches you that." End quote. If I didn't already know that Haile made these comments, I would have guessed that they came from someone involved in my sport of boxing. I often find myself saying the exact same words to my athletes. Here's another example where Haile discusses mental preparation. Quote, "First, do enough training. Then, believe in yourself and say, I can do it. Tomorrow is my day. And then say, the person in front of me, he is just a human being as well. He has 2 legs. I have 2 legs. That is all. That is mentally how you prepare." End quote. If I were to replace Haile's comment about two legs with two hands, I could use that quote for boxing. Everything else is the same. Regardless of the sport, you've got to work hard, learn to believe in yourself, and recognize that any opponent is just another human being. It all starts with hard work, however. It is difficult to be confident if you don't truly believe that you've outworked your competitors. An athlete who can look in the mirror and honestly believe that he outworked everyone will always be difficult to defeat. Therefore, it's no surprise that Haile's confidence started with the hard work that he repeatedly performed. Pushing himself to the limit became a way of life. He essentially became a product of his daily habits. In his words, quote, "For me, a day without training is like a day without eating," end quote. You certainly don't need to be a runner to understand and appreciate the significance of these words. You'll be hard-pressed to find any athlete who wouldn't benefit by mirroring Haile Gebrselassie's work ethic. Mental significance. Working hard like Haile Gebrselassie won't just get you in shape, it will also prepare your mind for competition. In his words, quote, "Always, if you win mentally, you can win physically as well," end quote. This simple philosophy holds true for almost any event. If you truly believe in your training, you will be more confident and naturally perform better. Haile's discussion of walking to the starting line of a race is shockingly similar to what goes through a fighter's mind when he walks towards the ring or cage. As mentioned within the clip, the hard work is already done. Competition simply provides an opportunity to display that work. It is your time to go out and show what you've done. And when you truly believe in what you have done, there's no reason to be frightened or nervous. When you've regularly given 100% day in and day out, all that's left is to showcase that hard work to the spectators around you. There's nothing to fear when you truly believe in the work you've performed. All dominant athletes share these beliefs. It doesn't matter if they run distance or lace up the gloves to fight. The mental aspects will always be similar. Final thoughts. In summary, it is always useful to listen and learn from those who have truly excelled. There's no better way to learn about success than by going directly to the source. Whether you are an athlete or a coach, you should make it a point to study other successful athletes and coaches. They don't need to participate in the same sport to provide valuable lessons that you'll benefit from throughout your career. And while some might consider Haile's words to be that of common sense, learning isn't always about uncovering new ideas. Oftentimes, it is just as useful to confirm some of the beliefs that you already had. In other words, it can be useful to simply hear that another successful athlete thinks or acts similarly to yourself. That alone can give a young competitor more trust and confidence in the work that he performs. Never underestimate the significance of the mind as it pertains to success in the sporting world. Anything that helps an athlete believe in him or herself is worth its weight in gold. Listen and learn from Haile Gebrselassie. You just listened to the post titled, "Listen and Learn from Successful Athletes," by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When we think about coaches, trainers, teachers, professors, those who are experts in their fields, if we truly listen to them, if we even take it a step further and put into action what they're telling us, what they're actually doing for us is giving us shortcuts in life. That's because all of these folks have already made mistakes. They became an expert because they've probably failed many, many times before. And now, after learning from all of those mistakes and sidesteps, they get to give you the best information. They get to cut out all of those mistakes and share with you the gold, the good stuff. That's the value of having trainers, coaches, teachers, and professors in your lives, because if you listen to them, they will help you take those shortcuts and hopefully help you get to your goals that much faster without making all of the same mistakes that they made. And so I'll repeat what I said at the top of the show. Wisdom is the result of listening over a lifetime. And I would say, if we could take that quote a step further and say, wisdom is the result of listening and taking action over a lifetime. All right, if you can believe it, that's 803 episodes of Optimal Health Daily. That's all thanks to you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.